from your home for
Useless Trivia.
Is It Cake? Was a sports radio show live from a studio. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
How are we doing?
I'm awake.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You've been perky all day. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Hey, you got that look to it. Good to hear.
Yeah.
Me too. Ish. Yeah.
It's fine.
It's a nice day outside, right?
I don't know. I was inside all day.
It's pert near 30 degrees on a December-ish day. That ain't bad. No rain, no snow, no sleet.
Not yet.
Lots of traffic, by the way. I came in today. It was a double lighter today on Main Street coming in.
Yeah,
it's the risk you take. It's a city on the grow, you know? Good sports week.
It was all right.
I mean...
If you're a Viking fan, it was all right.
I'm a sports fan, so it's always a good sports week. Watching the Packers lose was hard.
I watched that game in its entirety almost.
You felt, yeah, it was rough to watch. Oh, they got beat up on.
Full disclosure, when I'm not a Vikings fan,
sure,
I am a Bronco fan.
I like the Broncos too.
That's because I got family and ties to it, and I've always been.
Me too.
Secondly,
we should really talk about that off the air because I also have familial ties with the Denver Broncos. That's
nice.
Maybe we're related by football too. That'd be
no.
No, darn it. Are we all John Elway's cousin? Is that what's happening here?
That's a different conversation.
That's awesome. That's all right. Gosh,
it's a different conversation.
We learned so much about
program.
5 years. We didn't know these things. Now we know this.
Yeah.
So the Broncos are good. That defense hits hard.
Bo Nix is legit.
That offense is a top 10 offense. That defense might be the best in football. They look like a playoff team, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
right now, I think they're number one seed.
Sure. Played like it. Looked like it.
With the Patriots losing. So.
Beat the Packers in all the phases of the game. Score was functionally close. But
it was a good game until the half.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
Those first two quarters, they really. It was
a
tight,
good game.
Tight game. It was. It was.
And then
Jordan
Love kind of regressed and did some stuff. And
it's the.
But as that, like I said, that defense, I mean.
It's the Jordan
Patrick
Love
Sertan.
Experience.
I
mean, Patrick Sertan is all pro.
Yeah.
You get. When you see an all pro amongst pro athletes, they really stand
out.
Year
last year, too.
Correct. Looks so. It. You know, it's the thing where. That a playmaker like that can win you a game. They seem to have them all over the field. The Broncos, they really, I will say, punched the Packers all over the field because the Packers ended up really, really injured by the end of this game. Micah Parsons went down with a non-contact injury to his left knee. It's an ACL. Out for the year. It, you know.
You'd be lucky to see him.
Next year at some point, an ACL injury for a guy who needs his speed, his stability, and his balance.
Do you see how that... Oh.
Yeah, those every time they show nasty knee injuries.
No,
I
can't handle that.
No, me either. I've hurt my... This elbow here has seen some... Okay, I've done that to my elbow. Fair enough.
It's
things like that hurt. Packers lost also. Surprise, surprise. Christian Watson also got hurt.
But it wasn't his. I don't think it was his hammies.
No. His other part. He's got other parts made of jelly as well. His shoulder. His shoulder's all wonky. He's gonna miss. They, you know, might miss a game.
He said he's questionable for this.
Might
miss
a couple. It's you know. I guess you want to say things as a Packer fan like you got to get healthy for the playoffs because they're for all intents and purposes a playoff team. But you are also. You know, you got to win. You got to win one of these games coming down the stretch to feel like a real playoff team. Even if you squeak in as the seventh seed, you squeak in at the bottom of the playoffs if you're the Packers because now you're the third best team in your division.
Oh, they're playing a Saturday night game against the Bears.
They are. This is their game of the year. They've got a three-game stretch here that you call their game of the year. These last three are against...
they'll win the versus Ravens, and I don't know at this point. When you play my Vikings at home, how that's going to be like.
I mean, the Vikings have on an uptick. They're Christian Ponder. What's his name?
It's really?
No, what is the quarterback's name?
J.J. McCarthy.
Gosh, I was close.
No, you weren't.
I've got Ponder on the brain. That's rough. That's good stuff.
I don't see your Packers without Micah.
No. No, me either. Me either. They were that thread.
Especially if Christian Watson's going to be hurt off and on. You don't have your tight end Kraft.
Josh Jacobs has been banged up.
I mean,
Lucas Van Ness has been both ineffective and injured. Dontavius Wicks is out. Savion Williams is out.
What are you going to have? Golden and...
You're going to struggle. Your starting safety has gotten injured. Your starting right tackle is hurt.
Because that defense looked legit until Micah got hurt.
Right up until,
Yeah.
So I mean, most teams, when they're missing their best, unfortunately, when your best of the best gets hurt.
When he's one of the best of the league.
Yeah, and you don't like to see a guy like that in general. As a Vikings fan, you're not interested in injuries, not necessarily. You know,
not
unless it happens in a Vikings game.
Yeah, I mean, like Aaron Rodgers going out.
Right. Yeah. How? And your Vikings. Speaking of success, right? They made it through.
Yep.
Though, how'd they look? J.J. McCarthy is progressing again.
Other than the very first play,
He threw an INT right off the bat.
Right. It's. You know, they got their hand up. He didn't. Other than that, the rest, he calmed him down because the rest of the game, he looked good.
Not the first time you've said that about him, where it takes a good bad play to get him refocused and get his stuff together.
15 for 24, which is not great, but he had 250 yards, two TDs, passing, and he ran one in too.
And the one that wasn't a touchdown was a really nice long deep ball to Jordan Addison.
Yeah, he's got the accuracy.
He looked. I got to watch more of that game than I thought I would when it was on TV. Also,
the surprise has been Jalen Naylor.
Sure,
he's former been clutch.
First round pick, if I'm not mistaken, for the Eagles. Yes. Maybe a couple of
a couple of busts ago
because he was a bust, got traded, got cut. And now he shows up at the Vikings and has looked like a legitimate...
He's grown up. He's gotten experience. I think he's with the Bikes now for the last 3 years.
So there's... I mean, again, you get to feel good about a win. Doesn't help you in the, say, draft pick lottery
we dropped a couple spots.
But that doesn't hurt your feelings, right? Because, as I've said before, unless you're drafting a quarterback...
Right.
You aren't concerned about your draft position because you'll see it in the first round of the NFL draft.
They're just gonna pick an O-line guy anyway.
And a team will trade, say, their third round pick to move up two or three spots to guarantee they get whoever that guy is.
Right.
If it's a Jordan Love, if it's a Jordan Addison, I know you move up to find that guy who's not a quarterback, you figure out a way to draft him.
And apparently this year's draft coming up is heavy, like stacked, just not quarterback.
Depth. Yeah, which is, if you're a team who doesn't luckily need a quarterback.
Tennessee Titans.
I mean, if you're Tennessee and getting the number one pick, that's so good for you because some team needs a quarterback and some team will always trade way too much capital to get that quarterback because, again, in pro football, if you don't have a quarterback, you might as well fold the team. you're a non-factor in the league if you don't have a real quarterback. So, I mean,
I think we've got three games left. We got Giants this week.
Which feels like you should win.
Yeah, we'll win that one, I'm pretty sure.
It's a funny game where, at this point in the season, there's kind of like these mini games going on, whereas, let's say the GM of the Giants, you don't really want to win. But again, they have a rookie quarterback. They don't need... The losses.
Yeah.
The losses aren't wins. You want to develop your quarterback, but also at the same time, getting a top three pick is better than getting a top nine pick. So I think the Vikings they've invested so much in free agency that this is a win now roster, right?
It is.
If you look at their team, they aren't developing for next year. Kind of like there isn't a team in the NFC North that is developing for next year. They're
Chicago, maybe.
If Chicago is developing for next year, then we better, the whole division, all of football better look out because the Bears are, I don't want to say that they're the best team in the NFC North. I don't want to say that they're the best team in the division because that feels funny.
Yeah.
To say that the Bears are the best, but.
Every 20 years.
Sure. Yes. Yeah.
You know, but they got the Giants. Then the two games after that, it's going to be Lions and then the Packers at the end of the season. So, I mean, we're at 6-8 right now.
So you could finish out at 6-10 and 6-11,
or if they
almost .500 accidentally,
almost.
you could fall into a near.
I mean, if we beat the Lions again,
that's a successful season, right?
Well, then you beat the Pack,
right?
Let's say we go on a run.
And you haul off these last four, right? Would it be four wins to end the season?
Five
in a row.
One, two, three, four, five. We win every game.
That's better than I would have expected at that point. No, I said there was a
point. But we're going to lose one of them. I don't know which one.
You could make the argument that it was a point in the season where the Vikings might have been the worst team in the NFC for a minute there.
You know, and that's the fact that they've won the last two games.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I love it, actually.
Yeah, because, of course, yes.
Well, no, but it shows, because a lot of teams, I mean, let's be the Jets.
Ugh.
And just pack it in.
We've
said
that before, man. It would be so hard to be doing this radio show as a Cleveland Browns fan.
No, Jets fan.
If every day, Miami if every Dolphins. Week, once a week, you and I rolled in and got to talk about the Cleveland Browns again. Oh, like,
but it really shows how that team is really constructed and that we always say culture.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, the fact that they've come now in the last two games and won them pretty decently, pretty handily. I mean,
sure.
Especially against Washington.
Right.
And against the Cowboys, which was one of the top, one of the higher offenses.
I mean, it was also a team that the Packers tie couldn't beat.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But it shows that those guys have the heart to kind of keep on going and fighting.
Right.
You know, unlike a Jets or at least we'll just use the Jets because it's classic.
It's easy to do.
At this point,
the Raiders are a mess and have been for so long.
Miami.
Yeah. Cultural, it's on my list.
Is that on your list? I figured it would be.
Absolutely,
So, I mean, you like to see that kind of stuff. They've got nothing to play for other than, I mean, JJ does.
Mm-hmm.
But their whole team is, I mean, the team as a whole, you know, you're fighting for pride.
Right.
You're fighting for everybody else. So,
because especially on a free agent heavy team, these aren't guys who are scrapping for next year's spot. A lot of these guys will be back next year.
Some of them.
You know, a good amount of these free agents that you've signed, it's a harder thing to get out of their dead money than it is. Yeah. So these guys are playing for pride, for the uniform,
but
for the team,
also, I mean,
for
their... Coach O'Connell always speaks, and like this last one after the end of the game, his speech is pretty, I mean, they're pretty, if you could record that and put that down as a motivational speech.
I mean, most pro coaches have a pretty good.
Some are better than others, though, and he's really good at it, you know, and I've heard that he's like that he pushes it, you know, when you have nothing to play for, you're not in the playoffs, play spoiler, let's play for pride. And JJ play for his job.
Correct. Yep.
So he's doing it. He's relaxed. He looks, after that one, the very first play. Good. So.
Well, all right. Needle in the right direction for at least one of these teams.
Yeah. We'll see.
What else do we have in football?
Do you want to talk about the Dolphins?
Let's check a couple boxes of football real quick. Cool. Yeah. The Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, finally got around. They fired their GM earlier in the year. Cannot believe they haven't fired their coach, but instead they've decided...
I don't think it's the coach.
Man, I don't know.
Because you can only do what you can do with who you got.
The coach, much as the Vikings didn't adapt their system, Mike McDaniel, the coach for the Dolphins, has a Tua problem. The quarterback that he has aligned himself with has not panned out. Tua Tagovailoa out of Alabama.
He looked good.
He looks decent. He's left-handed with a quick release. Was at one point the highest paid quarterback in football. Big old guaranteed money. He's got, you know, a couple of years left at a very high paid premium position.
Next year is 57 and then it drops.
And so he got benched. Because they're out of the playoffs.
He looked really, really bad. Quinn Ewers,
who is a seventh round pick this year out of the University of Texas,
and his backup.
Oh, who is his backup?
Zach Wilson
bust, cool. And former number two overall pick by these aforementioned Jets.
Yep.
You know you're in a bad spot when that's your quarterback options, and that's what the Dolphins have decided to go with. If you're the Dolphins, yeah, it speaks, like I said.
Everybody's saying that they just cut him and pull the Russell Wilson.
I mean,
when
the owner is firing the general manager and the head coach stays, and then the head coach benches the quarterback, that is the most important thing in their franchise, the owner firing the second most. The third most keeps his job, but it doesn't make any sense. That's you have to clean house. You have to do it correctly. Have two games left in the season with nothing to play for.
Three.
Why are you not? He's the captain with a C on his chest. How does he not get the start? How does he not? How is this not addressed? That's a, like I said, it's a culture thing. It's a that for me. Yes, that's a
they're a hot mess.
I'm glad I'm not a Dolphins fan once again. Having a stable group like the Vikings and Packers have been over the last, we'll call it 20 years, right? Yeah, there hasn't been any awful situations.
Prior to that, we won't talk about it.
That boat. Yeah. No, we won't. We won't talk about the darn boat.
It starts with the ownership, and then it works its way down. You know, and if your owner, we're talking about the same owner that fired Brian Flores for a bunch of stuff.
Correct. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Brian is looking really good in my eyes.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, they've never been a relevant franchise. They had Dan Marino was the last time they were relevant.
What's that one coach, the Packer coach?
Phil. Philbin.
Yeah.
Joe Philbin they had. Not quite a full season. Before that, they had hired a coach who ran the Wildcat offense.
Yeah.
Like, on the regular. It's very odd, very... I don't quite...
The problem is, if you start... You fired your GM.
Mm-hmm.
If you do clean house, then you're looking at... You know, you're looking at a restructuring of everything again for another 3 years.
At least you get yourself some street cred. You get yourself some fan cred for saying out loud, "We're starting over. I've made a..." Because the owner needs to be able to stand up and say, "I made a mistake in hiring this person."
He's not going to make any.
But good owners do that. Good owners will stand up and say, like I'm not going to say Robert Kraft is a good dude, but he's a good owner in that he said, "I'm firing Bill. I'm not going to rehire Bill Belichick, the greatest coach in history. I'm just not going to do it." He turned around, hired a coach, and fired him the next year, had to own up to that mistake, and hired Mike Vrabel. Got it right. Stood up and got it right. The Vikings ownership group got it right by finally selling the team, correct?
Prior to the Wolves? Yeah.
It's kind of how you have to stand up as an ownership and get it done right. Kind of the advantage of the Packers not having an owner is they will never have a bad owner. You'll have some real passionate fans. Yeah. You'll have a lot of people claiming ownership, but you'll never have anybody that can be bad as an owner for the Packers.
Yeah. But so there's that and the Dolphins. So that'll be a hot story the offseason.
Mm-hmm. The same five teams at the beginning of the year that we said were going to be trash have turned out to be trash. Phillip Rivers.
He looked all right.
He looked pretty good. Not just for a 45-year-old man. 3 days of practice. Brought out his cleats.
They almost beat
out of his retirement display at his house. Yeah.
Yeah. But they almost beat him. Beat it Seattle.
Yep. I like that story. That one made me feel good.
You know what the other cool story is in that one?
What do you got?
In another month or so, when you're an NFL player and you're in there for so long, once you retire, you have 5 years of free health insurance.
Sure, yeah.
That was about to go up next month or be dropped.
Oh, he's going
to
get
So now it's reset for another 5 years.
Good for him, because he's got eight kids and a grandkid. He's got a dependent to take care of, man.
I understand he's a millionaire, but still, that many kids and...
Being a pro athlete means he's got some pro injuries. I'm sure there's busted up hips and knees and all sorts of things.
It's a cool story.
I do like Phillip Rivers coming back and playing pro football at a pro level,
and he's
40.
Starting again.
Of course he is. What else are you going to do? Once you've brought him out of retirement, you got to ride the Phillip Rivers train off into the maybe make the hopefully. I root for
I
them to
see
make
him
the playoffs.
Run one in.
Run is such a... It'd be like me and you racing down the street. It's not a race per se, but we'll pick a winner.
Any other stories that I can?
Yes, yeah. We've got a few minutes, right? Because I might veer. You know me, I might get a little talkative and veer off topic.
I'll keep it track on.
This day in sports history.
Oh, we're going there.
I'm gonna give you those two real quick because this one made me chuckle.
Mm-hmm.
In 1941, the Packers won their sixth NFL championship, 14-7 against the Giants. Curly Lambeau.
Mm.
That was like his last. You may have heard of him.
Mm.
It was his last championship.
Yeah.
1933 was the first NFL championship game played. It was the Bears v. the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And it was won with a Bronco Nagurski lateral.
What's his name?
Bronco Nagurski, one of the greatest football players, original Hall of Famer, up there with Red Grange and Don Hudson type era, the greatest of all time.
Great.
In 2012, former Vikings quarterback Christian Ponder married Samantha Steele, a former reporter in Hudson, Wisconsin. I found that because also on this day in 2022, this one makes you happy because I know you remember this game. It wasn't long ago. Vikings were down 33-0 to the Colts.
At home.
They had given up a pick six in the first half. They had given up a return touchdown. Down 33-0.
Everything that could go wrong in that game went wrong in the first
half. Went wrong in the first half. The second half, 39-36, Vikings in overtime. They scored touchdowns on five of their first seven possessions. They were incredibly, incredibly good. Largest comeback in NFL history happened on this day. Did not end with a Super Bowl victory. It was close.
probably didn't.
Couple other random things that happened in sports. The Brewers made a trade. They traded Isaac Collins, who was a looked at as a fourth outfielder, ended up playing a lot last year, was fourth in the rookie of the year voting. He was 28 years still is 28 years old, has kind of hit the ceiling for what you'd expect. He was a prototypical fourth outfielder, kind of good at everything but not great. And Nick Mears were traded to the Royals for Angel Zerpa, 26-year-old lefty. Basically, it takes two guys who weren't good enough to get anything done in the postseason, in which they ended up getting swept out by the Dodgers, and replacing him with a better reliever. Fourth outfielders do grow on trees for the Brewers. There is always some guy who's almost good enough, but not quite, that they can always bring up. So it's a good trade.
Okay.
Interesting thing to happen.
Anything else? Baseball?
Not much else in baseball, really. Am I missing something?
Are you I was going to say,
are you leading me somewhere?
No. We're in the winter meetings portion.
We're in the...
I've been seeing trades off and on for just random.
They're kind of... That's where it's at in baseball. It's random trades. It's the Rule 5 draft. A lot of reshuffle in the deck. There aren't a lot of big free agent names, and certainly if you're the Brewers,
Dodgers signed them all last season.
Correct. And if you're the Brewers, or if you're the Dodgers, you're probably going to sign them this year, too. I don't even know who they are, because they won't be Brewers next year. No, that's my baseball news. The Bucks are still pretty terrible.
Are they?
They've been on TV a couple times, because Giannis Antetokounmpo was a former MVP, and he's really good.
He's still with the team.
Still with the team. They've been 3-7 in their last 10 games.
Has he been hurt, though, hasn't he?
He's been hurt. They have not looked good. They have the fourth worst points per game in the league, which is remarkable when one of your players is a former scoring champion who can put up 30-plus, and you're still one of the decent middle of the road on defense, but terrible on offense. And I sat through one of their games and watched how... You can be bad at offense. It's a lot of just dribbling around and just throw it up. Not great to watch.
I have no idea about the Timberwolves. I haven't been following that at all.
The NBA Cup, which is a tournament the NBA created a couple of years ago to drum up interest for something, to make us watch Wednesday games, basically. the Knicks won. They haven't
won.
Were
the Spurs in that?
Spurs were Spurs finished second.
Yeah.
Spurs are really fun to watch because they've just got just freak athletes. They've got 7'5" guys and 6'5" point guards, and they're fun to watch. The Knicks just hammer into dudes like old school basketball, and I grew up watching old school basketball, so I don't mind watching it.
I like Brunson.
Jalen Brunson is good to watch, dude. I love a lefty. He's crafty, a crafty lefty.
Can't say the same about Towns.
You don't like Towns. And you shouldn't. He's kind of a sloppy dude to watch on the field too, or on the court.
Words can't describe what I think.
You and Jimmy Butler and most Timberwolves fans did not like how that acrimoniously kind of fell out with him. He hasn't reinvented himself. He's still kind of a goof.
Kind of a jerky.
Throws a lot of odd elbows and knees around. But they won. They haven't won an actual championship.
Since
1970. So they're not going to hang this banner.
Mike Brown's a new coach.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, old new coach. Used to coach for the Lakers. Used to coach for the Cavs. Used to coach LeBron James. Is how that works out.
The Bucks still have the same coach?
Why would you do that?
Christian Ponder.
Is it because I did Christian Ponder twice in a day?
How about the Bucks basketball? Badgers.
No, good. Badgers. They lost the other day. We're starting the Big Ten season. I'm great with their. They're going to make the tournament.
Who's their coach?
Greg Gard. Greg Gard.
Wow.
The
he's
Greg
still
Gard.
Doing that.
Yeah, yeah. That's nice impressive. Sweater. It looks like he's going to sell me insurance, but also is going to win 20 games every single year as a Big Ten, as a Badgers head coach. No, I got their roster looks solid. They've got a lot of depth. They've made the transfer portal right. Brought in fifth-year seniors, guys who like went to high school in Wisconsin.
Lake City?
They have another Lake City guy. I don't have the roster in front of me, but I assure you there is somebody from Lakeville or Lake City absolutely on their roster.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll talk more about them actual in-depth with some stats and
figures.
You're
going to watch any of the college football playoffs?
Yes.
I want to watch Indiana.
I like Indiana. Yeah. They're a root for story. They're about the only team. Well, I also will root for the 12 seeds. Your James Madison's is.
Yeah, but they don't have a
and
shot.
Your Tulane Eyes.
They ain't no, got no,
no
shot.
Your Green Waves. No, they don't. But every once in a while it does happen. I remember Boise State beat Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl a bunch of years ago, and did it with smoke and mirrors and Kellen Moore. And all it takes is one guy. And you can
many years ago.
Yes, you can break the system with that. You can if you can be a James Madison who has gone from essentially Division II.
Yeah.
Indiana too. You're right.
Indiana proves that it's breaking them. I mean, when's the last time
zero. Indiana was worse than Wisconsin
when's
is
the last
now.
Time they had a Heisman Trophy winner?
Archie, what, zero?
It's been a long.
I want to say they have had one, but
maybe
that's
in the 50s or 60s.
Correct. Yep.
But still.
No, they were in a worse position than the Badgers
also
find themselves
why their coach
in
got
now.
An extension.
Oh, yeah. He came from James Madison. This Cignetti came from James Madison, who has once again shown that you can do it with roster development. Yeah, Indiana's a really good story. I do root for that. I like how the college football playoff is set up. I like that it I don't want it to expand. I don't
that's
necessarily need.
Year.
Well, that sort of seems like you kick out Notre Dame this year so that you can include four more teams next year, and it feels like
you're diluting the product.
It does. I didn't like it. I like
they
eight.
Shouldn't have the top five division or you know those winners. It should be the top five teams.
It feels
period.
Like you, even though I root for a James Madison and a Tulane to win,
it's not competitive.
I would much rather, as a competitive system, have Notre Dame and whoever was the other team right below them make it in. Yeah absolutely. Because Notre Dame will give you a better opportunity, a better game. No way.
Yeah, 1 minute.
Man,
left.
We housed through this one. Way to go. We did it without bleeps. We did it without resetting the tape.
Yep.
We did it without getting too loud.
By the way, I'm going to say this before we. Because we normally don't have time.
You should do this one. Yeah.
Season of Giving, we're in the middle of that, or actually tail end, going on until December 31st. Donate any amount of money, and you get entered to win $1,000 cash, Nordic Creamery gift boxes, and Wonder State bags of coffee, and WDRT swag. So WDRT.org/donate, all the details.
Yeah.
You still got 30 seconds, 20 seconds.
No way.
Yeah, well, just say hi.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, I hope everybody has one of those. Yeah, it should be a good one. I hope you have a Merry Christmas. Yeah. I probably won't see you. No, I might see everybody before Christmas. Maybe not.
No.
Man.
Because I think we're going to go live next week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So. I can make that work. That'll be super, super cool. We'll do a... Have a great one, everybody. Bye.